بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today, inshallah, we'll have the second class of the Arabic. But first, I want to revise with you for the first one so that, inshallah, we are sure that, alhamdulillah, we know the first one. So now I will try to do with you the homework so that, inshallah, I'm sure that I don't want to move, inshallah. I will not move until I am sure that, you know, you finish the first class and you have also done the homework. Please show all of where we are. Okay. No, I will give you here some homework. Okay. So now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First, I will ask you, what is this letter? Who knows this letter? Aleph. Okay, I want you. Okay, very good. Aleph. When you want to pronounce it, how you will pronounce it? Not Aleph. When you want to pronounce it, you say like very good. But when I tell you what is the name, you tell me the name is Aleph. But when I tell you how you pronounce it, okay, you say, tell me okay. And then what? If you know, you can raise your hand. Okay. The very good. Okay, what is the name? The name is Dad. And how you pronounce it?
Da.
Very good. Okay, who knows this one? Okay. What is the name? I want you to pronounce the name also, so that you know if there. Okay. And how? This, when you know the name, then you choose the first letter. When I tell you how you pronounce it, you tell me that. Okay. Then what is this letter?
Ra.
Very good. This is the letter Ra. Okay. And when you pronounce it, Ra. Okay. Very good. What is this letter? Okay, this is there. And how you pronounce it? Very good. And this is, what is this letter?
Wow.
Okay, this is wow. And how you pronounce it?
Wow.
Very good. Now this letter, part above the line, part below the line. These two letters above the line. Okay, I want you to know this. Del and del above the line, reh, del. And wow, part above and part below the line. Okay? Now, Sister
Mohiba,
she told me that she had a problem with the homework because in the homework she was in need of Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, and you know she doesn't have Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. Actually, today I will teach you the Fatha and Dhamma and Kasra. We can give the homework of last week to this week, okay? So that I will give you the Fatha and Dhamma and Kasra. Who did the homework first? Okay? Show me what you did,
Miranda.
Anyone write like Miranda? You see? Very good. Ah, you did it here. But did you write 5 times? 3 times? Okay. Excellent. So number one, Miranda. Number two, Sister Mahiba. What about Sister Fawzia, the head of the school?
It is here.
They will do double the homework. Because the head of the school has to be number one to do the homework. Okay, we will keep the homework for this week. Okay, no problem. I will not rush with you. I will give you today the Fatha. Now, I want you to move to, you know, the vowels. Can you move a little bit to the vowels? Okay. Yes, the vowels, okay? This is the second, the class of today is class number 2, and it is the vowels. Okay, you can take this one again, because I wrote in this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then I will give you this one. Okay, now I want you to look to the vowel sister here. I wrote it for you here. Okay, in the Arabic, we have long vowels and short vowels. Okay, I will clarify to you everything. But first, I want you to know first that what we learned in the first class, we know letters, okay? And we know these letters, and what with these letters, we call this letter one-way connectors, okay? Because they are connected from the right side. So now we learn 6 letters, alhamdulillah. Now when I ask you to say what is the letter, how you pronounce it, one of you can tell me da. One of you can tell me da. One of you can tell me do. One of you can tell me D. Okay, you don't know how to pronounce it exactly. In Arabic, in order to learn how to pronounce exactly, okay, this is the reason why in Arabic we have the vowels. Okay, the vowels are symbols which we put it above the letters. And according to the symbol, okay, you can read the letter. Okay? For example, here, what is this letter? This is the. And it is the same the. And it is the same the. And it is the same the. But you tell me, Sister Mona, can we pronounce all the same? I tell you, no, sister, we cannot pronounce all the same. You tell me why. I tell you, sister, note the vowels above the letter. Okay? So today, inshallah, we'll have the short vowels. In Arabic, you have short vowels and long vowels. What is the difference between them? The difference between them is the distance, okay? It is not the distance. It is, you know, the length of the vowel. How? I will clarify to you. Let us start with the short. You know, this is short and this is long. So this will have short effect and this will have a long effect. Just to keep it in your mind, the short and the long. Okay? Now we'll start with the short vowels. How many short vowels you have basically? In Arabic, this is the basics. Then I will add to you some more information later on after, inshallah, we finish all the letters. But now you need to know this basic vowel so that you start to know how to pronounce correctly. Okay? Basic short vowels are four. Okay? This one, okay, what is this? What is this? One, this is called fatha. Now I want you first to say fatha.
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 Okay, the fatha is a short slanting stroke placed above the letter. Okay, this is a short slanting. I want you, sister, to have a pen to start writing. Write for me the letter da and put above it a fatha. Okay, look how I write it here. Okay, yes, did you find it? Okay. Now I want you, everyone in your notebook, to write the letter dal. Okay, and to put a fatha above it. Okay, did you write all of you? Dal and fatha. So what is the fatha when you write it three times. So that when you write, you start to feel. If you can give to Sister Ola a paper so that she will not. Because you will write a lot. Okay, you will write, in Arabic you will write a lot. Okay, so I want you to write the fatha. Why? Because when you write something, you feel it. Okay, short slanting stroke above the letter. Short slanting stroke above the letter. What is the meaning of the fatha? The fatha is equal to a. Again, the a. Okay, so when I read it now, it will be da. It is the da, then I put with it what? The a. So when I see the fatha, I say to myself the a. How I pronounce the a? A. So it is da. Now when the da with the fatha is da. Da plus a. Okay, now it is clear for you or not? Not clear. Okay, again. Now, when we learn the letter dal, I told you, sister, this is a letter called dah. Dah means the dah, nothing, just dah. Now, when I tell you, sister, we learn the fatha, what is the difference between this one and that one? The difference is this one. There is something here. What is this, sister Mona? I tell you, this is a vowel called the fatha. It is a stroke above the letter. It equals to the letter A. So now when I tell you, sister, read for me this one, you tell me this is the same da, but plus an A. Okay, so it is letter G plus A, so it is da. Now I start to say da. I need to feel the A. Okay, but when I tell you, sister, what is this, without anything, you tell me this is da. 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 But now, da, with the fatha is da. Now you can clarify for me the a. Okay, so now I want you to say five times, da. Write da. It and read it at da. The same time. Again.
Da.
Da. Da. You see what?
Da.
Da.
Like this. Again, loudly, all of us. Da.
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 Okay, so what is the first short vowel we learn? Is the fatha. What is the fatha? Short slanting stroke above the letter equal to the letter A. So how I pronounce? I pronounce the letter plus A. Okay, this is the day. Okay. Now the second one. What is the second one? The second one is called, yes. The second one is the Dhamma. Okay? What is the meaning of the Dhamma? The Dhamma is a small comma. Okay, you know the comma? When you make comma like this, this is the Dhamma. Okay? A small comma, okay? You placed above the letter. Okay? A small. Now, when you look to this one, it reminds you with what letter? Letter Waw. Correct? You remember letter Waw? So this reminds you with the letter Waw. When you pronounce letter Waw, how you what you make for your mouth? What you make? Okay. So now when I tell you, sister, now I want you to read for me this. You tell to yourself, this is the letter D equal to D. And this is the comma, which is equal to N. You see again. So it is do. You see? So again, as if it is do. You remember the Waw? I am trying to get for you everything together so it is easy for you. So the Dhamma looks like the Waw. And the Waw, I circle my mouth. So the when I put the finger this one, I will make my mouth oo. Oo. All of us together. Oo. 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 So what is this now?
Do.
Do. Again?
Do.
Again?
Do.
I want you to write it and read it. Do. 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 Okay, so now we learn two vowels. These two vowels, the fatha and the dhamma, are both above the letter. So we learn two vowels above the letter. When I see the letter, now who will read for me this one?
The.
I want to feel the A. Because you tell me that this is the da. And then plus the A. The. Who will tell me what is this letter?
Ra.
Ra. I want to feel the A. Ra. What is this letter? The. A. Okay. Suppose now I tell you, sister, what is this letter?
Zoo.
Zoo. What is this letter?
Roo.
Roo. Roo. Okay? This is del and del. Okay. Now we'll move to the third vowel, which is the same stroke, but it is below the letter. Okay? Now, when you put something above the letter, I want you to have everything logical in your mind so you never forget it. Something above. So it is equal to what? A. So it is A above. Something below, when you have, so you will make your mouth down. Okay? So when I see this stroke up, this means that I will make my mouth up, like the letter A. When I see this stroke down, this means that I will take my mouth down. Okay? To take your mouth down, actually, you know, it will be equal to the Lord E. Okay? So, how I will pronounce this one? This is called the Kasra. When you see this one, you say, first, when you see this one, or this one, or this one, number one, you tell to yourself, this is the short vowel. Okay? Because the long vowels are letters. Not, you know, strokes like this, no. It is letters. So any stroke is a short vowel in Arabic. This is number one. Short vowel is equal to, you know, either one A or one O or one E. One only. Because the long will be equal to two because it is long. This is one A, this is two A. This is one U, this is two. This is one E, this is two E. Okay, so this is equal to one. Okay, how many short vowels we have? Okay, now we have one, two, three. Okay, the third one, which is down, will be equal to the letter E. Look to my mouth, E. Just keep it in your mind, E, down. E. I took my mouth, E. And it will help you by time, don't. And the other one, fatha, a. Dhamma, oo. So it is a, oo, e. A, oo, e. A, oo, e.
A, oo, e. A, oo, e. A, oo.
Okay, so now sisters, alhamdulillah, we have the fatha and the dhamma and the kasra. Now I will clarify to you everything, you know, while we are reading. There is the fourth one is the sukun, which is mean to nothing. With the, like the dah. When you have the letter there, and you have this circle above it, as if there is nothing. Okay? This is the sukun. Sukun equal to silence. Silence. Just dah. Like, you know, when I say, actually it is the word walad, dah, dah. When you say in the Quran, lam yalid, you see in the Quran, lam yalid. So you didn't say in the Quran, lam yalidu, lam yalidi, okay, or lam yalida, you say lam yalid. Just the sukun. Sukun, dah, dah, there is nothing. There is no fatha, there is no a, or u, or e. None. Just sukun. Okay? So now, what are the short vowels we have? When you will listen to the class, you feel it is difficult. But inshallah, I will show it to you now, it will be very easy. But this is fundamental. You know, the vowels are fundamental. You cannot read Quran without the vowels. You know, you can read any Arabic newspaper or anything without the vowel. But Quran, impossible. Not allowed. You know, this is the basic for reading the Quran, not the takweed. This is the basic. Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. This is the Fatha, Dhamma. When someone will tell you, sister, read the Quran, do you know how to read the Quran? You will say, sister, I don't know how to read the takweed. I tell you, okay, do you know Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra? Why? Because if you don't know Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, you will change the whole meaning. Okay, this is the issue. But when you know Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, you can read the Quran. No problem. You don't know any tagweed, no problem. Okay, this is the importance of fatha. Whenever anyone tell me, sister, I learn Arabic, but I don't know tagweed, I ask her one question. Do you know fatha, dhamma, kasra? She tell me yes. I tell her, okay, you can read the Quran. Without fatha, dhamma, kasra, you are not allowed to read the Quran if you know all the letters. Okay, so this is the importance of the vowels in Arabic. So what is the fatha? Again, we will clarify. What is the fatha, dhamma, kasra? You tell to yourself, these are symbols above or below the letters, and they are the cause of the way how we pronounce the letter. Okay? So now I want you to open in your notebook the next page after the vowel. Okay? And let us read together. Okay? This page.
The example.
Okay? The example. Okay? We will read this one. Okay? If you want to look even here with me, you can look. Okay, what is this?
Da.
Da. Okay.
Du.
All of us together. Du.
Di.
Di. Da. Okay. Da. Again, everyone, I want every line, we will read it three times, and I want you to try to read. If you don't know how to read, raise your hand, because this is basic. If we bypass this class, okay, then we'll have letters continuous, then you will have a big problem with the vowels. Okay? So, yes, go ahead.
So, the first one is death.
Death.
Because it's different from the way I was
taught. Different? No. Death. No, on is something else. I will give you the on is complicated. Forget about it.
Okay.
Let us keep on. Fatha, fatha, dhamma, kasra, that's it. Forget about this, it's complicated. MashaAllah. Forget. Dah. Okay? Da. So now let us read together.
Dah.
No, start from here, sister.
Dah.
Dah. Du. Di.
Dah. Dah. Du. Di. Dah. Dah.